The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, we begin the show with some tragic news that actually broke during The Last Word yesterday, the discovery of the bodies of a mother and her two young children in their home in South Dublin. They have been named today as 37-year-old Seema Banu, her 11-year-old daughter Asfira Syed, and 6-year-old son Faisan Syed. Irish Sun news reporter John Hand has been covering this story extensively over the past couple of days, and he joins us now. John, I understand that you have spent some time out at the crime scene. Can you tell us where the Garda investigation is at as we come to you this afternoon?
Well, at the moment, the postmortems are underway after the shocking discovery yesterday. Now, Garda yesterday insisted that the results of this postmortem will decide the course of the investigation. So, for the minute, they are describing the death as unexplained. But it's a huge investigation. Massive resources have been given to it, and the postmortems, which should be finished this evening, completed this evening, will move this investigation on significantly.
Yeah. You mentioned Garda resources there, and I know they won't officially declare it, the status of their investigation until they get the post-mortem report. But I do understand that the same resources that would be allocated to a murder investigation have been allocated to this case.
They have indeed, yeah. As I said, huge resources have been given to the investigation, but obviously they won't go that far without the results of the post-mortem. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing the post-mortem may has deciphered is, you know, Garda believe that the mum and her two children may have been in the house for up to 3 days. And I suppose what happened yesterday was the alarm was initially raised by a neighbour yesterday morning who had become concerned. The neighbour had not seen the mum or the two kids for a number of days. So local Garda from Dundrum did call to the house, and there was no response initially. Defendant's front door was locked, but they did notice water seeping from under the front door. So a decision was then made to call the armed support unit. They breached the back door, and they made the discoveries in two bedrooms upstairs of the house. So all three bodies were discovered with signs of strangulation, but Garda are awaiting the results from the post-mortems today.
Okay.
Another unusual factor as well, a tap was left running upstairs, so it flooded downstairs the house, and the ceiling was badly damaged from the seeping water, so that would explain obviously then Dundrum Garda's initial findings of the water seeping from under the front door.
Okay. I mentioned their names at the top of the piece, Seema Banu and her daughter Asfira and her young son Faisan. We know their names, but do we know anything else about the victims at this point, John?
Well, we know Miss Banu is originally from India. She'd lived here for a number of years, and they'd moved to that estate in Ballantyre within the last year. The kids had also begun at a local school. Just in terms of the family, the Indian ambassador to Ireland, Sandeep Kumar, did leave flowers at the scene earlier, and he confirmed that he has been in contact with the brother and the mother of Miss Banu, and the Indian embassy then put them in contact with Garda. So obviously they're quite distraught.
Okay.
From the news.
We saw pictures of a candidate vigil taking place. I know they weren't actually in the area that long, just about a year or so. But what has been the reaction on the ground there today?
Today and last night, yeah, people are just absolutely stunned, I suppose. They weren't that well known in the estate, and I suppose with the pandemic and everything as well, that probably limited any contact with other people in the estate. I think especially with the news in Cork earlier this week, people are just kind of stunned as well that this has happened on their doorstep. So over 100 people last night turned up from the estate for the vigil and just gathered and remembered it and prayed for the family and just, I suppose, united in grief.
Now, I know no arrests have been made at this point, but a man in his 30s has been speaking to Garda.
That's correct. For a period of time after the discovery was made, yesterday Gardaí began searching for a man known to the family. He then later presented himself at Drum Garda Station and is assisting them with their inquiries.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there. John Hand, news reporter with the Irish Sun, thank you very much for that update.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.